Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska Department of Health is implementing changes to coverage for pregnant women Medicaid. Postpartum coverage will be extended from its original 60 days after pregnancy to 12 months. The income limit is being increased from 200% of the federal poverty level to 225%. According to Senate Bill 58, introduced by Governor Mike Dunleavy, this bill works specifically for postpartum mothers. Eligible beneficiaries will have 12 months of coverage, adding 10 months to the current 60-day postpartum period covered by Medicaid. This expansion ensures comprehensive healthcare support during the crucial post-delivery phase. The bill was passed in May of 2023. Since then, the DOH has completed the regulatory and federal requirements necessary to implement this change. Supporting families, particularly new moms and babies, is part of my pledge to make Alaska the best state in the nation to raise healthy families, said Dunleavy. Protecting the core of the family unit during the first year of life is essential to providing access to a healthy start. Additionally, Senate Bill 58 has raised the income limit for Medicaid coverage for pregnant women. Starting February 1st, 2024, the income limit for pregnant women shall increase from 200% to 225% of the federal poverty level, potentially extending coverage to thousands of additional recipients. The implementation of these changes marks a significant stride towards healthier futures for Alaska families. According to Commissioner Heidi Heidberg, making healthcare coverage accessible to more new mothers for 10 more months can help address the alarming rise in maternal death rates across the nation and our state, and increasing infants' ability to meet their developmental milestones by providing more opportunities for early screening and interventions with provider visits. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. A Wasilla woman has robbed a Soldotna business while using a false identity. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Wasilla woman was arrested on Tuesday for using another person's identity to purchase nearly $500 in goods from Sherwin Williams in Soldotna. Soldotna police received a report from Sherwin Williams on Tuesday that a customer had charged $479.49 worth of merchandise to another customer's account and provided a false name over the weekend. Upon further investigation, Soldotna police officers found that 28-year-old Alicia Silva of Wasilla had used the name of a family member to obtain property without their consent. Officers located Silva, who was still in possession of the stolen property.
Alicia Silva came down here. She was charged with $250 to $750 worth of merchandise,
said Soldotna police chief Gene Meek. After tracking Silva down, officers subsequently found she had an active conditions of release violation for an original charge of misconduct involving a controlled substance in the fifth degree. Silva was placed under arrest for her violating conditions of release charge, as well as theft in the third degree and criminal impersonation in the second degree. She was transported to Wildwood pretrial facility, where she was held on $250 bail. According to Chief Meek, Silva's theft is still under investigation.
They're following up with some of the information that she had provided right now, so it's still actively ongoing. She was out on conditions of release for another charge, and then she got the theft of the third degree, and then where she was buying it under someone else's name, there's that criminal impersonation charge.
For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The City of Seward has released a public notice regarding water lines freezing. According to Seward Public Works Director Doug Schosler, if you have a history of your water freezing, residents will want to keep their water running, even just a little bit.
Well, if they have a history of freezing up, you just want to keep your water running. It keeps it from freezing. And you don't need a lot. It's, you know, even a pencil lead, like a number two pencil lead size, are right in that area, so you don't overdo it.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.